This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, Tech Talk here, Frida Liu, and it's time for Geek Squawks. There's only one of them. Jeff Sandu is here. And let me begin by saying my condolences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before that, actually, Matt was doing the show live from Cambodia. He was. Yes. And yeah, he's probably trying to sell Instagram shares to Cambodians. Anyways, yeah, BlackBerry has agreed to sell itself to Canadian financiers, Fairfax Financial, for US $9 per share, which totals up to about $4.7 billion.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. The announcement came the same day that Apple, their rivals, reported a selling.
Really?
Well, they were the ones who caused BlackBerry's death in some ways.
Yes.
Apple reported selling a record 9 million of its new iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C models on the first weekend as they were on sale.
Mm.
And then last week, BlackBerry said that it was laying off 40% of its workforce as they are expecting a second quarter loss of almost $1 billion.
Wow.
US dollars. Fairfax Financial's core business is actually in the insurance industry, and they actually already own 10% of BlackBerry shares. Their CEO resigned from the BlackBerry's board of directors last month over potential conflicts when they were looking at the possible sale. Once BlackBerry goes private, they will be able to sort of restructure the company and,
right,
you know, away from the public's eye and hopefully have a long-term strategy.
Yeah, and just before you say bye-bye to them, I remembered when this announcement about the $1 billion loss, and, you know, Uma came by and said, "Where's Jeff? Where's Jeff?" You know, and I said, "Why? What happened? $1 billion loss?" He said gleefully.
And yeah, so you he tweeted to tell, me.
Yeah.
He told me, "You need a hug."
So we said bye-bye, Nokia.
Yeah, we said bye-bye to Nokia a couple of weeks ago, and now we say bye-bye to BlackBerry. Well, they're not actually going to go away anyways.
Yeah.
And while we mourn...
As we know it. As
yeah.
We know
as and while we mourn on BlackBerry's death, well, again, they're not going to die. Another rivals of theirs, they celebrated their 15th year birthday.
Mm, yes.
Google is celebrating their birthday today. Or actually, it was yesterday. Time zone difference and all that. And of course, there's a new Google Doodle to play at Google.com.
My high score was 103.
Wow.
Whereabouts?
That's
I didn't have time. I think I could have done better. But anyway,
we'll
I'm working.
Yeah, after two. basically, it is this time it's based on Mexicans' favorite celebration game, the piñata. Yeah. The actual date of Google's birthday has actually been a topic of debate for a very long time. Some analysis are saying that a more accurate birthday would be September 7. It's when the date of the website may have been incorporated. Some are saying that it should be September 15, the date when the domain name Google.com is believed to have been registered. But Google believes that September 27 is their birthday, so we should just say happy birthday, Google, and play the Google Piñata Doodle. My high score so far is 158. Obviously, I've been working, so, you know.
And you know what? You know, seriously, someone just analyzing all this. You know that all these people who can do the algorithms to work it out, they want September 27th, let it be.
Yeah, just let it be.
Yeah.
Now, 2 weeks ago.
And before that, I was really surprised. You know, it's like 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Because it just still seems like a very young company, and it is, but 15 years.
It's they have that mentality of that innovative startup kind of culture that we've always been talking about, especially during Enterprise Breakaway.
And we try to emulate.
Yes. This one might interest you, Frida. About 2 weeks ago, after Microsoft bought over, Nokia, Stefan Elop, he stepped down as the CEO of Nokia, and then he became the vice president of devices and services that would allow him to move to Microsoft when the deal completes again next year. Again, possible replacement for Ballmer, who knows, you know. He also got a hefty payout as part of the deal. So then drama happened on Wednesday morning, according to Finland's biggest newspaper. I'll let you pronounce this name, Frida.
I think it's Helsingin Sanomat.
All right. And, well, you know, Nokia pleaded with the former CEO to accept a smaller bonus in order to silence the roar of disapproval and protests now roiling in Finland. See, Risto Silas Ma, he's Nokia's chairman of the board, and he had misinterpreted the facts last week.
Misrepresented
facts last week when he said that Elop's bonus are similar to those of previous chief executives. However, the Finnish newspaper, they started going through the SEC filings and discovered that Elop's contract was nothing like the previous ones. It also included a $25 million payout if Elop was able to sell the handset unit.
Okay.
And then many became unhappy, and now Nokia is sort of scrambling to contain the public relations damage caused by this ongoing drama. And so they are asking Elop to take a pay a bonus cut from his payout. However, the drama didn't end there. Apparently, Elop has refused to take the bonus cut and resisting Nokia's pleas because he's getting divorced. Elop believes that he cannot make his wife accept a reduction of in the US $25 million severance package.
Okay.
it's really interesting times, as you know, Nokia for Nokia and for Finland as well, because traditionally the Finnish media has always treated Nokia with kid gloves and by not going out of its way to investigate the board's action and stuff like that. But you know, things have sort of taken a twist, and only time will tell whether one day we'll find out about the true story on Elop's hiring in the
first place. Elop's American, right?
Exactly.
And the reason why I'm interested is what? The divorce?
Because of the divorce. $25 million US dollars payout. He was saying that the wife will not be happy. Wow.
Because she wants a cut.
She wants a cut.
Okay, time for a news flash.
Fancy a gold iPhone 5S, but not a fan of the iPhone. Well, Samsung Arabia have revealed the Galaxy S4 gold brown and gold pink editions that might tickle your fancy. It's only available in the Middle East, so it must be made from real gold, I guess. These devices, if they do get the traction, be sure to, you know, Samsung, they will launch this in other countries as well. Samsung's message to Apple is basically, what you can do, I can do it too. Probably even better.
Interesting. I'd like to... Well, not the real gold one. I can't afford it. But if it looks like it...
The gold pink.
Gold pink's got my name on it.
It doesn't look good, by the way.
Is it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'll do a search. Okay.
We're all a fan of wearable technology, and we're still waiting for Apple to get into the game. We've seen how successful the Pebble Watch was, and actually it still is, in fact. And Samsung have just started selling their Galaxy Gear. Steve Wozniak, the Apple co-founder, he wants something a bit more. And I quote what he said to Wired's magazine journalist, I want the entire smartphone, the entire internet on my wrist. Basically, he wants a larger display than what we're seeing, and he wants it to be an independent device that doesn't require a Bluetooth connection to the smartphone that's in your pocket. He also gave Google's Glass support by saying, I think it has a chance to. The reason is because I want one.
Okay.
Currently, Woz is working as the chief scientist in Fusion.io. It's an enterprise flash storage company, but thinks that more work should be done around speech recognition. He said, you know, I want to be able to speak with errors in my wording, errors in my grammar, as currently, you know, when you type things into Google search, it sort of corrects your words automatically. Woz definitely believes in artificial intelligence, and will be interesting to see actually how much of innovation Apple has up their sleeves with the iWatch, because I still believe that Wozniak has some vision into what the future lies.
And what Woz wants, Woz gets.
Yeah, true. I've seen you Google the gold pink edition. Do you like it? Samsung S4 gold pink. Can only get it in Middle East, in Dubai, presumably.
It's a girl thing, lah.
It is a girl thing, yeah. I'm not digging the gold brown as well.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
Do a search.
Anyways, do a search. I'll post it on the Facebook page. GeekTunes. Now, it's been a while since I've been excited over a new band. The last time I was this excited was probably when I discovered the XX.
Yeah, I saw this on your Facebook post.
Yes.
Sure you'll be playing this song.
Really, really good. This is called, this band is called London Grammar, with a song titled called Strong. They're a three-piece band, and very much like the XX, with their makeshift instruments. The vocalist sounds like Florence and the Machine, and their songs are sort of like a mixture of the XX and Portishead. You might know where I'm going with this now.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead and check out their album. It's called If You Want, and trust me, this band will definitely go places.
This is
Strong by London Grammar. Enjoy BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.